Hey, it's Jeff, and welcome to episode 49 of Scale Your Charisma. The topic today is response. How to drive a response from your best prospects and customers. How can we get them to notice us? That's the goal today. We are on the fourth of the 5 R's of social selling. Before we get started, I just want to take a minute. Thanks to our great friends out there, Jan, Mark, John, and many others that have sent their condolences based upon the news of my father's passing from last episode. So thanks so much. It's really nice to be part of a great community of people that care for each other. So it really means a lot. And I passed those condolences along to my family as well. And they were quite pleased and surprised and just appreciative. So thank you for that. So, but as always, once again, we're focused on business and driving a business and making a big impact and doing what we can to help all of us make a big impact. And so we're continuing down this path of the 5 R's of social selling. And we are on the fourth of five. So we've covered reach, relevance, recognition, and now response. And why are we doing this? Once again, why have we embraced this model, which is known as social selling, but, you know, generally speaking, do we want to be known as someone that's self-centered and pitching products and services, or do we simply want to be a resource to our prospects and customers and colleagues? You know, is our role to be teachers and problem solvers, and how can we evolve to be teachers and problem solvers to build that trust and credibility? Or, you know, once again, are we simply focused on driving transactions? And so the good news is if you're focused on just a transactional relationship with your prospects and customers, you can pitch with value propositions. If you're focused on building long-term relationships and being a resource and being a trusted advisor and an industry expert, of course we want to become a resource, teacher and curator, and help our best customers solve their problems. So that being said, on the fourth R of our 5 R's of social selling, response, how do we drive a response? Well, as if you recall from last week, we talked a lot about recognition, and the whole goal of the third R, recognition, is how do we use LinkedIn as a published record of our knowledge and expertise? How do we set up our profile and optimize our profile to build authority, to build trust and credibility, and just simply have it be a place that represents us well in the space? So this notion of response is directly tied to recognition. So if you're recognized as an industry expert, you can drive, you know, that's one important aspect of driving a response, but you have to go more, that's kind of one way. That's setting yourself up for success, but it's not going to drive the response. So there's a couple things to consider here. There's a superficial approach, which, once again, I give a lot of credit to LinkedIn for being a champion of this movement and having tools that cater to this movement in LinkedIn Sales Navigator. But, you know, their recommendation and many, many people's recommendation out there, how to drive a response in a social selling strategy, it's called socially surrounding, and that means tap on your customer's profile, right? Look at their profile, give them a like, give them a share, give them a comment, go to Twitter, follow them, give them a retweet, just go, you know, whatever social media platform they're engaging on, go and build a relationship with them through social interaction, and to once again drive that response. So that's one level. So that might get their attention and they might be pleased with that. Like, oh, thanks. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for retweeting. It's very nice of you. But what do you do beyond that? So how do you once again get them to see you as not only someone that is a nice person for liking their post, but someone that can add a lot of value and help them solve problems? And, you know, how do you position yourself as an industry expert? So this is where this notion of a response model steps in. So sure, we optimize our profile. We are positioned as an industry expert, and we're positioned as someone of authority that can help them. But how do you drive response? And this takes us to Another model that we've talked about before, but the social selling maturity curve. And once again, levels one and two are observing and participating in social media to drive sales interactions and sales engagement. Levels three and four are curator. So sharing in industry information and sharing knowledge and curating knowledge or creating knowledge. So it's that third and fourth level of the social selling maturity curve by not only setting yourself up for success, but then having a commitment to picking a topic or an aspect of your business or an element of your industry, and then just having a command of that topic and sharing your insights on that topic. And once again, feel free to pick a niche topic within your industry and look at the topic from all the angles, you know, the growth rates, the dynamics, the pros and cons, the, you know, many of the obvious things that you can, all the different ways to look at a topic and an angle. And then just set yourself up for a consistent method of sharing that knowledge and expertise through a publishing platform. And the one we often talk about, of course, is LinkedIn, and using LinkedIn Pulse as a blogging platform or video. But before, I don't want to keep going down that path. I want to step back for a second and say, once again, how do we position ourselves as a curator and creator? And there's a seven-step process to evolve as an industry expert or effectively a thought leader. And that seven-step process we've covered on the podcast before. It's actually how we kicked off the podcast. But this seven-step process is also a topic I covered at length at LinkedIn Sales Connect in 2015, and that was the presentation I gave, which is available online. It's actually, you can capture the video through my LinkedIn profile. But, you know, there are seven steps, everything from goal setting and documentation of your strategy, mission statement creation, selecting an editorial theme, developing, picking a content asset and a channel, making an appointment with your audience, scheduling, sharing, repurposing, and then finally measure and optimize. Those are the seven steps. It's a long, it's an in-depth model, right? There's a lot to cover. But just to get started, like, how do you literally get started? How do you pick a topic, stay consistent with that topic, pick a way to discuss the topic? So, for example, if we're going to talk about the benefits of live video, or say you're in financial services and you want to talk about the impact of interest rates on foreign currency reserves, hey, if that's a topic, go for it. Pick a topic and then pick a channel. Pick the type of content asset you're going to create. So be it writing a blog, an audio distribution method, or a video distribution method. And pick one social channel to share it on. And so in our case, we pick a topic, we create an audio program here, a podcast, and I share it on LinkedIn. And we do this consistently every record over the weekend, and then every Wednesday morning release. Or YouTube might be more your flavor, and driving a video strategy to drive more engagement to get your prospects and customers to know what it's like to work with you. So I'm kind of going on, kind of meandering, but the bottom line is it's not that hard. Pick one topic, pick a way to express yourself, and just set yourself up with 7 to 10 different questions to answer about that topic. And basically, you'll know what those burning questions are because they're probably the same questions that your prospects and customers ask you all the time. So use that to inform your content strategy. And by setting yourself up, answering those questions, effectively taking a problem-solving position, that's one great step forward in how to emerge as an industry expert. And once again, there's this halo effect. So if you're tackling a topic, a niche topic within your industry, the assumption is, well, geez, if this individual has the depth of insight on this niche topic, they probably have a broad grasp of the industry overall. And so I will thereby trust them and see them as someone that can advise me and help me through this process. So That's all for step four of five, right? How to drive a response model. And it's really just a proactive content model. So how do you take content, you know, with strong opinion, drive engagement, so use that content to drive engagement, and then capture the insights from that engagement. So what worked, what resonated, and just do more of that. So it's a very simple three-step process. Create content, drive engagement, capture insights, and repeat. So we went longer than I thought we would today, but you know, once again, this is we could go very deep on these seven steps to transform from a sales leader to a thought leader, seven steps to transform into an industry expert. I'd love to share in specific detail with you. So please contact me, email my personal blog, jeff@publisherparish.fm, and would love to chat through the seven steps with you. And please, as always, share your stories, and I love to hear your stories on how you're driving response with your best prospects and customers. So hope that helps. Hope you have a great week. And as always, hope we all think like marketers and sell like animals. Cheers. I'm an animal and I can feel the pull. It's time to open my cage and see who I am. This episode is brought to you by Fathom's Nurture Executive Forum, a multi-city event over the course of 2016 and 2017 held for transformation-minded marketers looking to work their way up the marketing maturity curve. The schedule so far is Columbus and San Francisco, followed by San Diego, and into Chicago into early next year. So please email me at jeff@publishorperish.fm to attend this wonderful event and meet other marketers like you looking to punch above their weight.